Episode 725, What Do You Need to Achieve Your Goals?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are having an extraordinary week. I hope you're settling into your new routines and getting all of your goals ready, because today we're going to talk about what do you need to achieve your goals. Wouldn't it be nice just to have a map of exactly what we need to do? Well, listen in for the chat, because it's going to be a good one. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. You know, here on Create Your Now, it's all about becoming your best selfie. And that's not the best selfie as in being this, selfish little brat, and all we think about is ourselves and we put no one else first but ourselves. That's not what we're talking about at all, is it? No, it's all about positivity when it comes to who you are, who you were created to be, the purpose that is within you, God-given purpose. And yes, being Wellness Wednesday, we think about goals and how we can become extreme impactors. Being able to go out and forge a path where then God lays out and opens opportunities for us to serve. Serve those who are put within our path. I don't know about you, but that gives me goosebumps. And in fact, sometimes that scares me most. When I think about who is on the other end of the airways right now, listening all over the world, it really humbles me to the responsibility that I have behind the mic. What do you need to achieve your goals? We just entered into 2017. You probably had conversations already about your New Year's resolutions. Maybe you have sworn not to make them because you failed them the past 10 years. Maybe you are making them because you've accomplished some of them. We all know what it takes to be goal-driven, right? We know that we have to go out and do things. But maybe you're waiting for the golden rules to what you need to achieve your goals. If only there was one way to achieve goals, especially your health and wellness goals, we would all be perfect. I wouldn't have to worry about losing those extra 10, 12 pounds that I have put on recently. I wouldn't have to worry about, getting everything right for my children because, well, I set the goal. I knew what it was. I calculated it out perfectly. I made a deadline. I stuck to it. I accomplished it. But most of us are not in that situation, are we? We set the goals. We figure out this action plan, but you know what? We don't achieve them. You know, if we really begin to break down our goals, how to set the new habits, most of us would run for the hills. Because you see, results show, not just research, but the results show that when we are wanting change, it's more complicated than the SMART goals, than writing an action plan and sticking to it. It seems in order for something to change, we need to be pushed to the edge. How many times have you been pushed to the edge? Maybe you lost your job, and so you had to obtain a new skill, learn something new in order to go out and get another job to replace the one that you lost. Maybe you had a failing relationship. Your marriage was not where it needed to be. It wasn't even up to par. And it was suffering. And it was breaking down. You were pushed to the edge. Maybe you had a health scare. You went to, maybe you had a regular mammogram. And maybe it wasn't anything drastic, but a spot came up. And it began to freak you out. Or maybe you had a girlfriend who had a fright scare. Or maybe you had a recent death in the family. It takes a crisis, unfortunately, but why wait for a crisis? We live in enough stress every single day. Have you looked at your stress level? Have you felt it? Have you stopped long enough? After someone says, hey, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while. And you say, I'm busy. If you paused for 30 seconds after that statement, what would your blood pressure be like? What would your heart rate be like? Would it be pounding out of your chest, not because of nerves for not seeing this person in a while, but strictly along the lines of, oh my gosh, I'm on the edge. And it's not an edge I want to be on. We live our lives on the edge, always being pushed to a crisis. We sit here and have these goals and dreams floating around in our mind space. I got lots of dreams and goals in my mind space. You should see it. If you could get into my mind, it'd be amazing. But until we are willing to act upon them, they just keep afloat. They're just up there in space. We need to bring them down to earth space so you can impact where God created you and be used on purpose for his purpose. How many things do you have floating around your head right now as you're listening to my voice? The things that you want to accomplish this year for 2017, maybe just in the next 3 days. Did you know it's Wednesday? Did you know it's January 4th? Can you believe we're almost 5 days into the brand new year? Okay, if you're not freaked out about it, I am. Because I look and I say, I don't think I've accomplished much. And my goals? Well, let's see. I've got one full day of my exercise in. I had a good day of rest on the first day, but my second day, it was okay. Third day was crappy. I was up every hour and a half. What's on my mind? What's on your mind? What's in that mind space that you really think you have control of, but you have no control of, yet you know you want to achieve goals? So what do you need to do to achieve those goals? Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be a schedule warrior. Did you hear me? Be a schedule warrior. You're probably sitting there going, scratching your head, right? Talk about mind space. You're going, what? What are you talking about, Christiane? Seriously, you want me to be a schedule warrior? That's going to solve all my problems when it comes to achieving your goals. Oh, yes, it is. Why? Because you already know. After you hit about age 12, 14, you've been taught already about goals, setting things, accomplishing things. You've gone through college or you've done some coursework or you've helped your child get through a particular, plan of action. You know what it takes, right? Ultimately is what? Just do it. Just do it. I love Nike for that slogan. Just do it. But we don't just do it. We don't even just stick to it. We just let it go. We allow our mind space to, we're just back into Flutterland. We don't commit any longer to ourselves. Did you hear the word? We don't commit. If you want to achieve your goals, what you need is to be a schedule warrior. You have to commit to you. You have to set your boundaries both for home and for work. So let's break it down. In order for you to be a schedule warrior, you, number one, have to set the you boundaries. Yep, I'm putting you first. Isn't that awesome? Number one, for once, you're number one. Not the kids, not the husband, not the dog or the cats. You, my friend. Set the you boundaries. And what I mean by this is, what makes you, you? What do you need for you to be your best selfie? To be the best version of yourself? Maybe you're a woman who has to run. Why? Because for you, that's what keeps you level-headed. It's a way for you to burn off the stress, not just the calories. We're not talking about calories. We're talking about your life here. What makes you feel good overall? That keeps you level-headed. We want to level up in life. You're a high achiever. You want to achieve those goals. Well, you got to be what? Pretty balanced. You got to be in harmony with life. In order to do that, you got to be level-headed in order to level up. So maybe for you, it's running. Maybe it's a different form of exercise. Maybe you're a cycler. Maybe you love to lift and you're a strength training hog. Go for it, girl. All of us should strength train a little bit. We all should have some weights in what we do. Especially the older we get, we lose that muscle tone. But that is for another episode. So what do you need to be your best selfie? Exercise. Maybe it's writing. Maybe you love to write. Then you need time to write. And one thing we don't think much about is sleep. Schedule your sleep. You're laughing at me right now, aren't you? I'm dead serious. Because if you don't, you're going to be dead. One thing you cannot do in life is not sleep. You got to have sleep. And you got to have food and water. That's a must have in order to survive. Because eventually what happens is your systems begin to break down. Your cells go into a traumatic war zone. And they don't know what's happening. They begin fighting themselves. That's when health scares happen. Stress goes up. You become overwhelmed. Maybe you begin to break out in hives. You get headaches all the time. You're sleeping at weird hours. You're up every... schedule your sleep. Set the you boundaries. I didn't used to do that. I was one who kept a lot of things in the mind space. And for a long time, I did it very, very, very well. But then I got older. Yeah, that kind of has a little bit of an effect on it. But not only did I get older, but seasons changed more frequently. And so I needed to plan more specifically. Now I work off of about 3 calendars. I have a really big one that I can see all the dates. I can see them right now as I'm speaking to you. Big numbers that jump out of me. So I know what I have at a glance. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, those at-a-glance calendars. No, I'm not paid to talk about them now. But there's some great ones. Maybe you need to invest in a calendar for you. But you see, I have that one that gives me kind of my overall, and it's like my bigger business. Now, I do have some things that are personal that are on there, but that's mainly for the business part of things. And then I have my electronic one because I don't carry the big one around. I mean, it's bigger than my desk. It's honking huge. It goes on the wall. And then I have one that I keep and I take actual notes on because I'm a writer. I love to write. It goes into the brain. When I write something down, it like solidifies. It's no longer just floating in my mind space. It's there to stay. I've anchored it when I write. So set the you boundaries. What you need for you. Maybe it's devotions. I've got a couple girlfriends that are like, gosh, if I don't have my God time, And when we meet God time, I'm talking about where they're in the Word for 30 minutes to an hour. That's something that they need. That needs to be scheduled. Don't assume that it's going to happen. If you look at my calendar right now, we go to church every single week. Okay, that's just something that we do. We attend on Saturdays. We've got a lot of options of services, and that works best with our family schedule. So we go on Saturdays. Every once in a while, if we can't make a Saturday schedule because of maybe the season, like sometimes we have speech season for the kiddos, and so we run into times that way, and so maybe we go on a Sunday. But overall, we go on Saturdays. And on my calendar, church is scheduled. Even though we go every week, no question about it, but it's there. I didn't used to schedule my exercise, but I do now. It's there. Why? Because what happens is I get up in the morning, and if I touch my phone, I'm there on my phone or on my computer, I lose an hour immediately. It's bye. Where'd it go? And then I get involved in getting the kids ready for school, and I get them off, and then I come back, and I haven't had my me time yet. And I get all discombobled, and next thing you know, 3 hours later, I've almost lost my entire morning, and I haven't even exercised yet. And it's downhill from there. Set your you boundaries. You need it for you. Number two, in order to be a schedule warrior, you need to include and set the family boundaries. Oh, yes, the family does come into play. What is happening in this season? Now, if you have your children who go to traditional schooling, public or private school, then obviously you're going to have to include their school schedule. So for most of us, we're into basketball season now and maybe wrestling season in some areas. So depending upon what season you're in, if your child plays a particular sport, for a little bit of a time, you may be working within that schedule. So you got to put it down, schedule it. It's part of the season that you're in. And then any other commitments that you have as a family, that would include your husband too. So if he has a meeting once a month, you need to make note of that on that calendar. You see, when my children were much, much younger and I was homeschooling them, it was a lot easier because, well, I controlled their calendar. But when they went into public and private school settings, I didn't have that control any longer. Everybody else controlled my calendar. So I had to begin to figure out, okay, what is the season of these particular priorities? So I would start with the me, and then I would start with the family. And then I moved to number three, set the work boundaries. Now, if you work out in the corporate world, it's pretty easy, right? Well, I work from here to here. But you can begin to actually formulate more specifically what you need in that work schedule. If you've been in that job for a long time, maybe you have Monday morning meetings at 9 o'clock that needs to be on your schedule. Not just, I work from 9 to 5. You need to be specific and write that down. Because you see, what's going to happen is you're going to have people that come up to you, whether it's work people, where, you know, they're like, oh, well, let's go out and do a work lunch. Or maybe you'll have friends, hey, can I catch you at lunch sometime? You need to be specific on your schedule, because if it doesn't fit in the season, just say no. N-O is going to be your favorite word. It didn't used to be mine. I was a yes ma'am all the time. I loved it. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, you can count on me. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? It just got me further away from where I needed to be. And I thought I was doing it all right. I thought I was doing what was expected of me. I thought I was doing where God was leading me, but I was doing it all wrong. So that's your bonus. Just say no if it doesn't fit in the seasons. And this goes for family and close friends too. And that's a hard thing to do. I've had to do it with my own family. And I'm like, oh, but mom, I would love to be there, but I can't. Now she understands, she's a little bit older. But some of the ones that were younger and don't quite understand how I schedule things and what I do, they don't always quite get it. And I knew there was kind of some rumble in the background going, well, I can't believe she won't come to this. And you know what? You got to block it out. Just say no. Don't feel guilty about it. It's okay. Because this is your season. This is your life. You want to achieve your goals. You must be a schedule warrior. And it starts with you. Set the you boundaries, set the family boundaries, and set the work boundaries. Now, a little side note here. If you're sitting here going, Christiane, but I don't work outside the home. You work. You're the CEO of the family. That's considered your work. So you need to schedule that. If you know you're going to clean bathrooms on Thursdays of every week, then schedule that. If it's laundry and bathroom day, or maybe you do sink and tub and showers and towels and sheets and all of that, and maybe you go it every 2 weeks, however you cycle it out, schedule it. Because you know why? Eventually it becomes not a priority. And then what happens? Mother-in-law calls. Oh, sweetheart, I decided to come in and drop in for a visit. Only giving you 72 hours notice. And you already have two other things planned a day and a half before that. There's no way you can get it all clean. You see, but if you schedule things and you're prepared, you don't become overly stressed out, you're not overwhelmed, you can live life, you can be on purpose for who God created you to be and achieve your goals. You see, part of having a wellness within your own self is being able to control your schedule somewhat. But it starts with you, and you got to be a schedule warrior. I got to tell you, I was not that. I so was not the schedule warrior. I already told you that I, you know, let a lot of things float in my mind, in my mind space. It was just all up there, and I kept it really organized. Very rarely did I miss anything. Once in a while, something slipped through the cracks. But it wasn't usually life or death, and all was okay, and I might be 15 minutes late to something, but I always got there. But the problem was I was saying yes to too many things and saying no to what really mattered. My health suffered. My marriage went into a major crisis. Eventually, I know that would have led to really tough relationships with my children. But for me, it came down to a crisis. I don't want that for you. I want you to achieve your goals. I want your wellness to be so much of a high priority, and it starts with a schedule. You already know what your goals are, and I want to help you with that. And if you're like, Christiane, yes, help me with that, then guess what? Click on the link, take aim, and let's you and I talk about it. Whether you want to talk about goals, whether you want to talk about how to be a schedule warrior, maybe you want to talk about your marriage, maybe you want to talk about parenting, I am here for you. Maybe you just need to talk. You don't even know what you want to talk about. I get those requests every once in a while. And in fact, I know there's more of you out there that are like, I'm kind of in a mess, but I don't know the mess I'm in, and I don't know how to verbalize it. That's okay. I'm here for you right where you're at. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin the conversation so we can get you scheduled. It's free. There's no charge for this. This is my gift to you because God said this is how you need to give. You need to love them where they're at. You need to serve them right where they're at. If you're thinking about a business and you're like, oh, I've got this idea, but no one really wants to listen to me, I'll be here. Let's set up a time. And also, remember, some new and upcoming things are happening. So I want to remind you, sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. These are things that are going to help you in your everyday life. That's our way to keep communicating together. We're a community. You are my family, closest to my blood relatives. That's how I think of you. You have a very special place in my heart, and I mean that. I pray for you all the time. I think about you. When I get behind this mic, it's not just a talk to talk. I think about you as a beautiful, incredible woman created by God who has a desire to do more than maybe where she's at right now. Where do you want to go? How do you want to achieve those goals? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.